But read the book of Proverbs. I know that you will be blessed as a result. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, we talked about some things last week. For example, I told you that there is practical wisdom and there is spiritual wisdom. Practical wisdom and spiritual wisdom. We talked about the fact that if you're going through something or dealing with something, it could be a business decision, or it could be something physical. It could be a number of different things. One of the things that we should do is pray about our situation, whatever it may be. How many of you know that we get ourselves in a bind sometimes because we don't pray first? Yeah. We don't pray first. Sometimes we're in a tough situation and we don't pray about it. As a matter of fact, we were here last week. Let's go back to the book of James, the first chapter. James, the first chapter. We read these verses last week. And I want to read them to you again. I'll just begin at first verse. It says, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Well, Pastor, how can I do that? I mean, this what I'm dealing with now is no fun. Just understand something. God will cause everything that you're dealing with to work out for your good. Amen. 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 For all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, what it does not say is all that stuff come from God. God's not trying to throw sickness on you. God's not trying to kill you. But through it all, you can have the victory. You understand what I'm saying? And so James said, my brethren, the believers was going through some hardships and so forth, and some suffering, persecution, and all that. And he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. If you can do nothing else, just turn to the end of the book and it'll let you know we win. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them, say, I'm a winner. Now, I didn't ask you if you felt like a winner. Hallelujah. But let me read on. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. Amen. I mean, you can pray for it if you want to, but patience is not a thing that you have to pray for. Patience is not a thing that you have to pray for. Amen. We learn patience, don't we? We learn patience. But patience is a good thing. Because when you learn patience, you're not a quitter. When you learn patience, you become a person that'll fight the good fight of faith. You won't quit. You won't give up. You won't throw in the towel. Hallelujah. So verse 3 again, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete. Read those last two words. Say what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lacking nothing. Now, in the midst of it, whatever it is you're dealing with, whatever challenge you may have in your life, whatever questions, even the things that you don't understand, the Word of God tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, and we talked about this last week, if any of you lack wisdom, what are you to do? You're to do what? Ask God. Amen. And that's prayer, isn't it? Glory to God. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and I love the rest of this, who gives to some, who gives to all, stingy, liberally, glory to God, and without reproach, and it will be given to him. See, that'll give you joy right there, right in the middle of it. Glory to God. And he goes on to say in verse 6, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. And of course, you know that hinders your prayer, don't it? Verse 7, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Not because the Lord don't want to answer his prayer, but he can't answer his prayer because the brother or sister is walking in doubt and unbelief. Amen. One of the best lessons, one of the most important lessons we can learn, that is to agree with God. Amen. Learn to agree with God. Learn to be in agreement with him. Whatever he says, amen. I say, whatever he says, amen. And it goes on to say in verse 8, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And this applies to females too. Mankind. Now, since we're talking about prayer right here, I want you to go to the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. And I'll just begin, let me see where I want to start here. I'll start at verse 4, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord sometimes.
Always.
Rejoice in the Lord, say it.
Always.
I think we need to say that again. Rejoice in the Lord.
Always.
That's the reason we don't need to walk around acting and looking like we have the can't help it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And he says it again, and again. Well, I'm reading the New King James Bible. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say what?
Rejoice.
Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6. Be anxious. That word anxious there is fearful, careful, just plain old scared. Hallelujah. Somebody turn the unit down a little bit. Be anxious for nothing, but in what? Now, I'm taking this slow because I want you to get it. I really want you to get this in you. This is the word of God. Get it in your spirit. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer. And that's what James was saying. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Ask of God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. I heard somebody say it. With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. You know, you could have a suitcase full of bills that you owe and can't pay. But you, if you trust in God, you should be jumping and shouting like you had $5 million.
Amen.
Can I tell you something else while we're on that subject? I hope you're listening to me. Those watching, I hope you're listening too. Your prayer and your praise is going to cause your answer to come so much quicker.
Amen.
Than your crying, your fearfulness. I don't know what we're going to do. This is one thing good about God. Anything that any of us have ever gone through or ever will face, none of it, it may catch us by surprise, but none of it catches God by surprise. Let me say that again. Nothing that you ever face or have to deal with catches God by surprise. Tell you something else. God's not sitting on his throne worried about anything. And Jesus is not seated at his right hand worried about anything. They're not talking to each other, saying, "I just don't know what we're going to do. I just don't know what we're going to do." None of that's going on. And the Holy Ghost is down here in the earth getting it done for all who will let him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So verse 6 again, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests, that's your petition, that's your asking, let your requests be made known to God. And I got to read verse 7. Y'all know that, right? See, when we do that, notice verse 7 begins with the word and. This word and, this conjunction, attaches what's about to be said to what was just said. In other words, if you want the peace of God, well, let me read it first. And, verse 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will do what? Will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, first of all, verse 7 has to be attached to the rest of the verses here, because if you don't do what was just said, verse 7 is not going to work for you.
Amen.
If you're all fearful and just out of sorts, verse 7 is not going to work for you. But when we trust God, when we go to God, when we petition God, and we still talking about wisdom, but I sort of camped here just for a moment because I believe it's important. When we're trusted, like the song says, I know portion pieces of different songs, but this one, I don't even remember the title of it, but it says, if you trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Anybody ever heard that song? Yeah. Anybody know the title to it? Nobody knows? Okay. But that's true. When we trust him and never doubt, he'll certainly bring us out of everything. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. And then he gives us that peace right in the midst of it, while we're praying, while we're seeking God, while we're praising, while we're keeping the word of God flowing out of our mouths, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. And folks will look at you and say, she must be crazy. He must be crazy. I know what they're dealing with. I know what's going on in their family. But yet they are praising God, and they have the joy of the Lord. And I just couldn't do that myself. I would be worried sick. You know how folk get to talking? I'll be worried sick, man. I'll just be worried to death. And all, you know, there's some things we need to stop saying. Stop telling your kids you're about to worry me to death, about to drive me crazy. I just threw that in. Glory to God. I don't know why I threw it in, but I did. Amen. I'm just preaching the word of God here. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, I like this, will guard. your hearts. It'll guard your heart. It'll guard your heart and your mind. And your mind. It'll guard your heart. The peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. You won't go off the deep end. You won't flip. I've been in many situations in my life where I knew, Lord, I don't have the answer to this. I don't know what to do about it. But I know one thing. I'm going to trust you. Y'all still here? Listen. Sometimes we're at that place where we got to step down, locking in, and say, God, this ride is rough. But I'm anchoring down and I'm trusting you.
Amen.
And the peace of God will guard your heart. And right in the midst of it, you will have peace of mind. You can laugh. You can shout. You can bless God. And know, unless someone familiar with your situation, they won't even know you're dealing with anything because you are trusting God. Y'all hear me? You're trusting God. That's what God wants us to do. Trust Him. Amen. Trust God. Everybody say, trust God.
Trust God.
Think about that. Sometimes, you know, we worry and we fret over things and we don't have the answers. We can't fix it. Well, if you can't fix it, trust Him who can fix it. Sometimes folks get stuck. Excuse me. They make unwise decisions in their past or whatever, and they just beat themselves up. Look, you can't change it. None of us can go back in the past and change anything, can we? But I love what the Word of God says. That if we have blown it, He'll separate our sins from us.
Amen.
As far as the east is from the west.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. You start going east, and you will continue to go east until you decide to go north. South or west.
Amen.
But if you go west, you'll always be going west. If you go north, you're gonna get to a point, then you're going south. If you go south on the earth, if you go south, you're gonna get to a point, you're going north again. But the Word of God said He separates our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. And can I say something else to you while we are on this? Stop saying this if you were saying it. You hear it all the time. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Well, that's only half true. You saved by grace, that's for sure, if you're born again. But you used to be a sinner.
Amen.
I used to be a sinner, but I'm not a sinner no more. I'm a saint of God.
Amen.
Have I blown it? Yes. Have I made mistakes? Yes. But there's there's scripture for that. One of my favorite ones, y'all know it because I talk about it a lot, 1 John 1:9. You know, if we blow it, we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I don't go around calling myself a sinner. I'm not thinking like a sinner because I'm not a sinner. My sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
Yes, I can sin, but I'm not a sinner. Because a saint of God, if they blow it, if you lose your temple, you stop that thing, you get it under the blood. Father, forgive me for that. I was acting ugly, whatever, you know. Hallelujah. Y'all still here? I don't know who it is, but somebody pulling this out of me tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, matter of fact, I'm for the most part, still on what we talked about last week. So we'll probably be covering this some more next week. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. But ask God for wisdom in different situations and circumstances. If you're about to make a major decision, You need to pray and ask, talk to God. You need to pray in other tongues. You need to pray in English. You need to do both. Because you want the wisdom of God. This is what's so wonderful. Our knowledge is limited. Yeah, our knowledge is limited. There's so much we don't know. But God knows everything. And what he will do is impart some of his knowledge into us concerning certain situations that will cause us to know which direction to go, what we should do or should not do. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And also, wisdom comes as a result of hearing the word of God. You hear me?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wisdom comes as a result of hearing the word of God. I do want to read these verses again. On the screen, please, give me Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Now, I'm going backwards here to prayer, but I think this is important because you may know of a brother or a sister or someone that's dealing with something. Maybe they have to make an important decision or whatever. You can jump in and help them by praying for them. You hear me? And so right here, I read this last week, I want to read it again. It says the Apostle Paul was praying for the church, and This is one of the things that he prayed for the church. He says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. What am I saying? We need to pray for others. Amen. Pray for them that they'll get to know God, that they'll have a greater revelation of him. All righty. Now, I want to go to the book of Colossians, the first chapter, and this is another prayer that he prayed. The first prayer was for the church at Ephesus. I'll just begin reading the first verse, first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And I that's what we should be doing, folks, praying for one another. Amen. You know, I hope y'all are praying for me. Amen. I'm certainly praying for you. Verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear brother, servant, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. Now listen to what he said. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. How? In all wisdom. In all wisdom. It's good to know. It's good to know the word of God. But we need wisdom to know how to properly apply it. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 9 again. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Somebody say amen. Amen. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters. Wisdom is a powerful thing. There are folks who's no longer with us today because of a lack of wisdom. You know, if you're about to go on a trip, take a trip somewhere, and you're going to leave today, but the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with you in your spirit and tell you, wait a day. Don't go today, go tomorrow. You need to listen to that. It could save your life. It could save you a lot of problems. Amen. I'm so glad Jesus said that I'm going away. That's what he told them. He said, I'm going away. It's necessary that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come, which is the Holy Spirit. But I'm going away, and I'm going to send him the promise of the Father. And he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to even show you things to come. Now, when people hear that sometimes, they think, well, you know, I hadn't seen anything. I hadn't heard from the Holy Spirit. You know why some folk believe that? Because they are looking for something spectacular. I mean, they're looking, boom, something big to happen. Oh, that's God. But sometimes he speaks to us very quietly in our spirits. He will speak to us. He will nudge us. That's the reason we need to get quiet sometimes. You hear me? That's the reason we need to get quiet sometimes, so that we can receive some wisdom from our Heavenly Father. I remember, and I'm getting ready to close, but my wife remembered this, I'm sure. But this was long before I was pastoring. I hadn't been out of the service that long. But I you might remember this, but I would get so frustrated. Because we'd go to churches and folks would say, oh, you know, the Lord said, and the Lord said, and the Lord said, and the Lord said, and I'm thinking, I ain't heard nothing. And, you know, sometimes we'd be driving down the road and I'd be whining and complaining. Why can't I hear from God? Why? Thank you for your patience with me. I learned two things. God was speaking to me, I just didn't know how to listen. That's number one. The second thing, not everybody that was I was around saying, God said, God said, God said. Not all of them was hearing from God. Amen. Sometimes people will use God's name or say God said to get you to do something because they know you, oh, I'm not going to go against God. That's manipulation, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. But guess what? God does speak to us. Amen. Now, the whole time I was griping and complaining to my wife, I forgot all about a couple of years before that, God spoke to me audibly. I don't know if anybody else would have heard it, but I heard it. How easy it is to forget what God has done. He had spoken to me. I'd seen a vision. And understand, when I say that, folks, I hope y'all I don't want you to misunderstand. I'm not trying to appear spiritual to anybody, super spiritual. I didn't know it was going to happen. Kind of scared me when it did, because I absolutely wasn't expecting it. I believe God has a sense of humor, don't y'all? And many of you know this story, so I'm not going through the whole story, but I just want to make a point. When God spoke and I had this vision, I hadn't been fasting 40 days. Matter of fact, I hadn't fasted at all. Not only that, my wife wasn't real happy with me that day. Because we were part of a little singing group at a little Bible study group that we sang with. And she wanted to go singing that Sunday afternoon after church, and I wanted to go home. Now, I felt compelled to go home. I don't know. I enjoyed getting out, but this Sunday, I just wasn't feeling it, if I can use that terminology. She was upset with me because we didn't go sing. She wouldn't even stay in the same room with me. I'm talking about First Lady over here. Y'all pray for her. Now, I'm do pray for both of us, but that was a long time ago. But she was upset with me because we didn't go sing with the group, and I came home. So she was upset, and I just wanted her to hush. She just kept talking about what she wanted to do. Finally, she went into another room. I grabbed my Bible and sat down to read my Bible. And that's when it happened. I wasn't fasting, wasn't expecting it. And for a moment, it really startled me. Now, that was somewhat spectacular, you might say, but God doesn't always speak that way. He speaks to our spirits. Hallelujah. If you hear a voice, praise the Lord, but don't go looking for it. You just be open to hear from him. Praise God. I kind of been on all over town in this message tonight, haven't I? Glory to God. Right now, just lift your hands and give him praise. Will you do that? Just like the sister sang earlier, he deserved it. He deserved it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 You deserve our praise. You deserve our praise. And we bless you, Father. Oh, how we bless you, Father.